Author's prefatory note. I thought about this book for almost a year before I actually sat down to it. The day I began writing was the day I was told I would be introduced to Don Guadalupe Gonzalez Rios, a Huichol Indian shaman. Somehow this news gave me energy. There was a sensation of having the wind at my back, speeding me somewhere I wanted very much to go. As it turns out, that sensation was quite accurate. Among the Huichols, wind is the symbol for the unseen and all-pervasive power of a shaman. And Don Guadalupe received his gifts from a plant so holy that his people call it the wind tree. Perhaps years of work prepared me to meet this man. When he began to teach me about the blessings of the wind tree, I was ready to hear his message. I had seen it over and over again. Gracious plant spirits liberating people from suffering. Or perhaps I was prepared to meet him by the very suffering of people who don't know where to look for grace. Don Guadalupe's plant teachers filled his heart with a love that illness cannot withstand, a love that makes him an unshakable, happy man. He wants to share that love with me and with you, if you care to have it. It comes in compassionately measured doses during several years of muscle-building apprenticeship. If the story of my apprenticeship is to be told, it will have to wait. In the meantime, this book comes to you on the breeze of the wind tree. It is a personal book full of stories, but it is only incidentally about my colleagues and me. The book is really about how the Creator's love medicine flows to you through our brothers and sisters who have roots. If my prayers have been answered, the book is that love and that medicine.